it's kind of too bad that not more people are here. I had prepared this nice 35-minute homily. Well, I guess maybe I'll pare it down a little bit.
But it's not a joke.
Give it all away. It is one thing to read this story about the rich young man as something that happened a long time ago in a place far away. But what would you do if Jesus stood in front of you to ask to give it all away? I would like to think that I could give it away, but to be honest, I would be more like the man in the story and have to walk away sad. Not that I have all that much, but it is my stuff. And I know that it took all the hours of work to earn the money to buy my stuff. In the housing market, they call it sweat equity. It's the effort that's invested into making improvements to a house that can't be shown on a receipt. In the gospel story, we hear that the young man had many possessions. So it is likely to think that he had invested a substantial amount of time and effort to accumulate those possessions. So the young man had a lot of sweat equity in his possessions. Can't blame him for having trouble giving it all away. But that's exactly what Jesus calls him to do. Now, what may seem harsh in our eyes is actually a great gift of love in Jesus' eyes. It even says in the gospel that Jesus looked at the man and loved him. Jesus loved him so much that he tried to give the man a gift beyond all price, what he needed to enter into eternal life with him. Jesus knew that the young man's possession were the one thing keeping him from a full relationship with himself. If Jesus encountered you today, what would he ask you to give away? We all have something that keeps us from having a fuller relationship with Jesus. For some, it may be money. There's nothing wrong with being wealthy if that wealth was accumulated justly and is shared with others, especially the poor. But wealth gained through deceit and hoarded is probably a big obstacle in having a relationship with Jesus. For some, it may be time. See, time's the great equalizer. It's the same for everybody. But how we use our time is as varied as there are people in the world. But just like our wealth, we need to be conscious of how we spend our time. Are we generous with our time with others, or are we selfish with our time? Do we spend our time wisely, or do we waste our time? How much time do we spend on the internet or Facebook, Twitter, and the like? How much time do we spend watching sports? How much time do we spend gaming? How much time do we spend with our families? How much time do we spend in prayer? How much time do we spend in being active with our bodies? How much time do we spend helping those less fortunate than ourselves? How much time do we listen to deacons ask how much time we spend? My point in asking so many questions is to highlight that for most of us, there are more things to do in a day than there is time to do them. But what if Jesus stood in front of you and said, "Give it all away"? What if the one thing that you needed to give up is your time? Maybe not all of it, but do you sense a balance in your life between family, work, prayer, and recreation? Or do the pieces maybe need to get shuffled around a little bit? For others, pride may be the one thing they need to give away. In next week's gospel, we are going to hear Jesus tell his disciples that those that want to be the greatest among them have to become the servant of all. Pride is a hard one to leave behind. Most of us are told from a very early age to do our best. And for many, the word "do" gets lost, and the word "best" is what sticks. There is nothing wrong with doing our best, but our character shows through in how we do things, not that we are the best. So what is that one thing that Jesus might ask of you to give away to make your life more complete? Because you see, in some strange sense, we are actually more whole when we are incomplete. The person who has everything is in some ways poor. Some may never know what it is like to yearn, to hope, to nourish the soul with a dream of something better, or to receive with gratitude something longed hope for. There is a wholeness to those that can give their time, money, and strength to others and not feel diminished by doing so. There is a wholeness to those that can accept their limitations, who learn that they are strong enough to go through tragedy and survive. My experience is that those that have gone through a dark event in their life are the ones that can journey with others most easily when they're going through a struggle in their life. Those that may seem incomplete from the outside may be the most complete on the inside. We should not be afraid to give something away in our life. As Paul says, in weakness, power reaches perfection. I'm fortunate to have a great example of all of this in my grandparents. By worldly standards, they had very little. As a matter of fact, they were one of the great pioneers of the repurposing movement long before it was acceptable. My grandfather was a handyman with a toolbox full of tools that were taped, welded, or glued together just to keep them functional. My grandmother grew vegetables in her garden and had a wall of mason jars full of her efforts to relieve the strain on the grocery budget. But having little wasn't even enough for them. They gave up their lives for several years to run a mission house for Mennonites who traveled the world and would stay at the mission house when they returned to the States. My grandfather maintained the property, and my grandmother cooked, cleaned, and cared for everyone who stayed at the house. They gave up everything to care for others. As a teenager, I always thought that they were crazy. But as an adult, I admire their courage and generosity. That is something I can only strive for. Their material goods were replaced with abundant relationships with others and with God. So what is it for you? If you are in the gospel story today, if Jesus looked up at you and loved you, what would he ask you to give away? Money? Time? Pride? Something else? What is the one thing that you can give away to make your life complete?
Let us all stand and profess our faith together.